Ever been in one of those meetings?
Where like everything just goes off the rails
No,
over
yeah.
something that like in retrospect is so trivial?
Yeah.
But what if I told you that those tiny blow-ups?
Those seemingly small things could actually be costing businesses big time. In this deep dive, we're going to uncover the hidden costs of conflict.
Especially in the workplace.
Okay.
And trust me, you'll be surprised by just how huge the price tag on unresolved conflict can be.
We're talking a black hole of expenses
Wow.
that can quietly drain a company's resources.
Yeah.
It's almost like,
Try to calculate the national debt.
oh, wow.
One of our sources actually makes that comparison.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's that daunting.
I see.
But luckily, we've got a stack of research.
To help us understand not only how to spot these hidden costs,
Okay.
but also what we can do about them.
It's amazing how often the sheer scale of this problem just gets completely overlooked.
Well, I know, right?
We see like the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah.
A heated argument or a missed deadline,
Right.
but the real damage, the financial fallout.
Often is hidden beneath the surface.
And that fallout is significant.
One study that we're looking at actually found that managers can spend a staggering 30 to 40% of their time
Wow.
dealing with conflict.
That's a lot.
Can you imagine?
Almost half of your work week
Yeah.
just putting out fires.
Yeah, and those fires can escalate quickly.
I was looking at some research from the Rand Corporation.
And it's pretty eye-opening.
Okay.
Did you know that the average jury award for a wrongful termination case?
Is around $700,000.
$700,000.
It's insane.
No wonder businesses are so wary of those lawsuits.
Exactly. And it's not just wrongful termination.
Even something like a sexual harassment claim can cost a company an average of $38,000.
And to make matters worse.
Employees are winning roughly 70% of those jury trials.
Those numbers are definitely a stark reminder.
Of just how high the stakes can be
Yeah.
when workplace conflicts spiral out of control.
But even beyond those courtroom dramas.
Our sources highlight how this constant undercurrent of conflict can really eat away at a company's resources.
Absolutely. And that's where.
Circle of conflict model
Okay.
that's outlined in this German study we have.
Really offers a helpful framework.
Okay.
They categorize the cost of conflict into three dimensions.
Person, team, and organization.
Okay, let's break that down.
What exactly does the person dimension mean?
So we've talked about the cost of conflict.
But what can we actually do about it?
It can't be as easy as just telling everyone to,
Right.
play nice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely
More
more.
nuanced than that. But
Okay.
one of our sources.
The paper on conflict management systems
Okay.
offers a pretty compelling solution.
It's about building what they call a conflict management system,
Okay.
or CMS for short.
A conflict management
So,
system.
like a structured approach
Yeah.
to dealing with these disagreements.
Before they become huge problems.
Exactly.
They actually use the analogy of preventative medicine.
Okay.
Just like regular exercise and a healthy diet
Right.
are a lot cheaper than treating like a chronic illness.
Yeah.
Addressing conflict early and proactively.
Can save companies a fortune
Interesting.
in the long run.
I like that analogy.
It's about creating that culture of
Yeah.
early detection.
Early intervention.
Exactly.
So what are the building blocks here?
What are the parts of a successful CMS?
So this paper breaks it down into three core components.
Okay.
You need training.
Okay.
You need neutral third-party intervention.
And you need supportive infrastructure.
Okay, so let's take those one by one.
Okay.
What does training mean in this context?
So it's all about giving employees the skills and the awareness they need to handle conflict constructively.
Okay.
So think like communication training.
Negotiation skills, even
Yeah.
just understanding the different ways that people.
React conflict.
It's about giving them the tools to address issues head on before those issues escalate.
So it's like we're equipping everyone with the tools
Exactly.
needed, right?
To have those difficult conversations, but to have them productively.
Yes.
Okay, what about the second component?
This neutral third-party intervention.
So this is where you bring in someone who's impartial,
Okay.
like a mediator or a conflict coach.
To help facilitate a conversation.
Okay.
They're acting as a neutral party,
Right.
helping everyone feel heard, and then guiding them towards a solution.
That everyone can agree on.
Okay, so it's like having a referee on
Exactly.
standby just to make sure that,
Everything's fair. Everybody's
yeah.
playing by the rules of, constructive engagement.
Yes.
Okay.
And then finally, we have this supportive infrastructure.
Right. So this is about creating an environment
okay.
where conflict can be addressed.
Openly and effectively.
Okay.
So this means having clear policies.
For reporting issues.
Right.
Providing confidential channels.
If someone needs to raise a concern.
And it also means making sure that leadership
is actively supporting this culture
right.
of constructive conflict resolution.
So we're building a framework
exactly
that encourages transparency.
Yeah, provides support.
Yes.
And that empowers employees to come forward.
Without fear of retribution if they have an issue.
Exactly. This sounds like a really tall order.
It can be.
Do we have any real-world examples?
Of companies actually doing this well.
Oh, absolutely.
This paper highlights a great example
okay.
of a company that implemented a CMS.
And saw really remarkable results.
Okay, I'm listening. Tell me more.
The National Bank of Canada.
Okay.
They're a fantastic example.
Okay.
So they took that three-pronged approach that we talked about.
Right. Neutral intervention, supportive infrastructure.
And they really went all in.
Okay.
They provided conflict resolution training to their employees.
Okay.
They established a network of mediators.
To help resolve disputes.
Mm-hmm.
And they really made it clear.
That addressing conflict constructively.
Was a top priority.
Okay. And what happened?
What was the outcome of all of this?
The results were really impressive.
Okay.
They saw a 50% reduction in the number of disputes.
50%.
That's huge.
An 85% drop in legal costs.
Wow.
And a 55% decrease in the number of calls.
Related to workplace conflicts.
Those numbers are incredible.
Right.
I mean, a 50% reduction in disputes alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It really shows that investing in a CMS.
Isn't just about.
You know, making your workplace nicer.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's about.
Making it more productive.
Exactly.
And more profitable.
It's good for everyone.
Wow.
So the National Bank of Canada.
Obviously a large organization.
Right.
But can smaller businesses.
Implement some of this.
Absolutely.
And in fact, we have another study.
A qualitative one.
Okay.
That looked at the return on investment.
For conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Across businesses of all sizes.
Okay.
And guess what they found?
So they found that it works.
It really does.
Oh, God.
Investing in conflict resolution.
Leads to positive returns for companies of all sizes.
So it's not just about like throwing money at the problem,
yeah.
but like actually strategically addressing it.
Exactly.
Before it becomes this huge issue.
It's about getting ahead of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And what they found was incredible.
An average potential cost reduction
okay.
of 19.1%.
Wow. Across the board.
Across the board.
That's significant.
Yeah.
That really shows that this is about
more than just, you know, fluffy stuff like
making people happier at work.
Yeah.
This is about business.
It's good business.
Yeah. This is about your bottom line.
Exactly.
Oh,
and you know what's fascinating is that 19.1%
is likely an underestimation.
Really?
Remember we were talking about the hidden costs?
Yeah.
It turns out a lot of companies
they really struggle to measure
yeah.
the full extent of the damage.
That's that iceberg again.
It is.
We're only seeing the tip.
Exactly.
But the real cost is hidden.
There's so much going on beneath the surface.
So 19.1 is probably
a low estimate.
At a minimum.
Wow. This has been really interesting, but it makes me wonder if we're looking at this the wrong way.
Oh, how so?
What if instead of always trying to like get rid of conflict,
mm-hmm.
what if we could somehow use it?
Interesting.
You know, to our advantage.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
What if instead of it always being this bad thing,
mm-hmm.
we could actually harness it as a force for good?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point.
And it's something that this German study actually touches on. Like, they talk about this idea.
There's something called functional conflict.
Functional conflict.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. So it's the idea that certain types of disagreements,
okay.
if they're managed the right way,
can actually lead to positive outcomes.
So conflict can be a good thing.
It can.
How does that work?
Well, think about it. When you have people
with different perspectives.
Okay.
Different ideas all coming together.
Yeah.
There are going to be disagreements.
Right, of course.
But those disagreements.
They're handled constructively.
They can actually lead to
yeah.
more creative problem solving,
oh.
more innovative solutions,
mm-hmm.
and even stronger team dynamics.
Like that saying.
Iron sharpens iron.
Exactly.
So a little bit of friction.
Can actually lead to better results.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
about creating a culture where.
You know, healthy debate,
mm-hmm.
constructive criticism.
These things are welcome, not something to be afraid of.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is making me rethink.
How we approach these disagreements.
Yeah.
What if these brainstorming sessions that get a little heated,
mm-hmm.
what if those are actually good things?
They can be opportunities. But you have to create an environment
where people feel safe to express their opinions, where those disagreements
are channeled productively, and where everyone feels heard and respected.
So it's not about
eliminating conflict. Right. It's about understanding it and then using it to your advantage.
Exactly.
This has been really eye-opening.
It's a different way to think about things, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I think we often
shy away from these difficult conversations, but maybe we shouldn't be so afraid.
Yeah, I think that's a great takeaway.
This deep dive has really shown me
the cost of conflict.
Right.
But it's also shown me this amazing opportunity
that we can unlock
if we can learn how to harness it correctly.
Exactly. And for our listeners
who want to explore this idea of functional conflict a little bit further,
make sure to check out the bonus resource guide that we've put together.
We'll have links to all the research that we talked about today, plus some additional resources
that we think you'll find helpful.
Exactly.
So that's it for this deep dive into the staggering cost of conflict.
Thanks for listening.